Did your rugby take you anywhere else in the world?
Playing-wise, not really. When I retired, Tom Boyce immediately, he didn't even ask me, he immediately put me on the committee, or proposed me to go on the committee over there. And I stayed on the committee for quite a lengthy spell, until my wife started to get poorly, and I came off then. But with great fortune, I was elected a life member of the club in its amateur days, and I'm still sort of around the place now. So I came over in 1956, and I've sort of pretty much remained here. But I've been on a few tours with Gloucester. Peter was the manager, I was the assistant manager when we went to New York and Boston. That was a nice tour. I think we won the matches and made a good impression. I went on the tour in 77, I think it was, when we went to Chicago and the Midwest of America. That was when Gordon Hudson was the manager and Digger was along with us.
Why has that tour brought a smile to your face, Mickey?
It was a good tour, that was all.
What memories do you have of that tour that you're not letting on at the moment?
It's no problem. It's quite amazing when you consider that we took a party of about 50, and we were hosted in Chicago. John Dix was living 50 miles from the training ground, but it was just that we all stuck together and had some fantastic fun over there. We really did. And one other tour, we went on another tour. I don't think anybody else wanted to do it. I was in charge when we went over to Holland and played just outside Amsterdam, I think it was. That's pretty much my travelling. I did go with, when I retired from playing, I did go with Stroud. I was invited to go with Stroud when we went to the deep south of America, to New Orleans and Nashville and Memphis and all sorts. And I played for the Nomad, the second team. They put me in the first team, but I was too old for that. So I went in the second team, and it was nice down there playing rugby. So I've travelled a bit playing rugby. And when they decided to have divisional rugby, well, one of the greatest blokes I've met in the game was a chap called Chalky White, who used to coach Leicester. He played for Leicester. I played against Chalky when he played scrum half for Leicester. But he became a magnificent coach, the best coach never to coach England. He was a fantastic coach, very wide vision of the game. And when I think Jeeps was the one who was pushing it, they had divisional rugby instead of England trials. And Chalky rang me and asked me if I would become a selector with the South West, which I did. But we weren't able to get it going very well, really. We had all the Bath players in, who were all internationals, and yet they didn't play anywhere near their club form when it came to the divisional games. So we had some nice trips with them. And then from that, I was invited to be a selector with the England under 21 team. Jeff Cook was the England manager at the time, and his assistant was John Elliott, who was a selector for the Midland division. Well, John was given the task of forming the England under 21s. Dick Best was the coach, Tony Russ was the assistant coach, John was the manager, and he was allowed to invite one more person onto his management team. And for reasons I don't know, he invited me. So it was rather nice to be invited to do that. And the first match was a curtain raiser in Bucharest. Guscott made his debut for the senior side after our match, but in the under 21 international, Neil Back scored 3 tries, and the under 21s in their first ever game brought off a very nice victory. And it was a nice place to go, a very poor country, but it was nice. And I was for 8 years involved with that setup. The highlight being, we went to Australia in 93. And in that party of young men was he was here Friday, Mapletoft. I was with the other fullback the Saturday before, Tim Stimson. Then you had Slighton, Will Greenwood, Mike Catt, Austin, Bracken, Regan, Shaw, Diprose, Delalio, and Richard Hill. All young boys on a tour to Australia. And John Elliott, in his wisdom, advised us when we sat down to pick sides that we would give everybody two games before we picked the team to play Australia in the test match. And we lost two of those games. One was to ACT, Australia Capital Territory, as it was called. Yeah. That was in Canberra. And lost to New South Wales in the Sydney Oval. But then the test match came along, and that was in the Concord Oval in Sydney. The Australian team was captained by one George Gregan, who I saw in some bits I was reading this weekend. Oh, it was because Hayes has got 100 caps. Gregan's got 139, hasn't he? But he was the Australian under 21 scrum half that day. Mm. And other players like Matt Burke was playing. So as much as the names that I've told you in the England team, the Australian, and that match was won. And Rutherford, back in England, just thought it was an incredible feat to beat Australia in their own backyard. Mm. So we were all tapped on the back when we come back. So I experienced 8 years doing that. So that is part of the travelling that I've done. I've been quite lucky, really.
What actually caused you to end your playing career?
Getting caught too many times round the side of the scrum, yeah. I think you've got to be sharp as a scrum half, haven't you, getting around the scrum. And I was getting caught a little bit, but no real reason. I think I was 32 when I packed in, and we just won that cup.
34, weren't you?
Was it
nearly 34? 34.
Oh, God, yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
You've done your homework. After that cup final at Twickenham, that was my last ever game.
Yeah.
That first cup final, I wasn't particularly keen to go through all the pre-season training again and what have you, but I never went away from it. I immediately went on the selection committee. And
did you go straight into coaching?
I was the first actual Gloucester coach, yeah. I wasn't that successful because it had only just got off the floor, you know, but Tom Day was chairman of selectors at the time, and he rang me and asked me if I'd do it, which I did. And then Burton was the captain, I think, at the time, and he brought Mike Nichols in, and Nick was much better at it than I was. And Nick did it for, I don't know, 3 years or so. Then Dick Smith did it. He was good too. But I was always ever on the selection committee and used to travel away with the team to the away games and that, you know. So I've never been far away from it all.